On the 15th of October 2004, I wrote about God. I can see what God feels when a man is frustrated with his life because he is not what he was made to be, only because the original copy is seated beside God in heaven, waiting for him or you to look up. God is man that you are mindful of him. You have crowned him with glory and honor. But how can't he see that? When you are seated where God placed you, the whole structural arrangement of you, your enemies, and the devil changes. Teach us to number our days so that we might learn to apply divisions, which are gigantic steps for collateral gains, knowing that compound interest works by principal plan times lifetime times rate of opportunity and favor divided by you and your choices. The capacity of our God. Not many gods invite other people, simply because no other god has our God stamina. There are far too many coincidences and cognizances in the Bible relative to humans and human beings' existence than to be bogged down by the slight issue of who and what wrote the Bible. One day soon, man will be faced with the same issue God was faced with once. The wait to see what choice what he made will make. When technology will take the will from science, and man will have to, for once, be at the mercy of his own innovation. The art of numbering our days, or day numbering, can only emerge from the principle and appreciation of predestination. Our hope and true expectation really lie in God. Without God, you have not only lost an eternal end, you have lost the reason for the present. It will almost seem to you as if God was your enemy when you don't understand predestination. Things will not work out properly for you. But the opposite is the truth. It's because you are not on God's side that predestination cannot catch up with you, which makes things seem to be falling apart for you. That's what Psalm 39 verse 13 says. Oh God, look away from me, people say. Spare me, that I might recover cheerfulness and encouraging strength and know gladness before I go or pass away and I'm no more. People don't want the burden of godliness, but complain at the absence of its attributes in their life. For it is great peace for those who have God's law. We think it's because of the way God is looking at us that we don't have a good life, cheer, happiness, strength, gladness. But it's because he is not looking at us. That's why those things are absent. Man has wrapped or has a way of wrapping their problems around a foreigner, someone they don't know, not blaming it upon the person they do know, who has failed them, they themselves. If you ever give God up, it would not be because you have exhausted God, but because you are exhausted by the enemies of your soul. Psalm 36 verse 9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life, O God, in your light we shall see life." Psalm 39 4 says, "Lord, make me to know my end, and to appreciate the measure of my days, what it is. Let me know and realize how frail I am, how transient is my stay here. Thank you, my God."